standing just a few short weeks before Rosh Hashanah. The very name Rosh Hashanah seems a bit strange. After all, the name of each of the Yamim Tovim generally reflects the special Kiddushas Hayom of that Yom Tov. Take Yom Kippur, for example. Yom Kippur is given that name because it's a day of Kapara, it's a day of Slicha Mechila. Sukkot is a Yom Tov when we commemorate Kibas Sukkot, so Shavti is B'nai Yisrael, but B'nai Yisrael sat at Sukkot in the Midbar. On Pesach, we celebrate the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Poseach Avoti B'nai Yisrael in Mitzrayim. So at first glance, Rosh Hashanah should really have been called Yom Adin. That's what the day is all about. Why call it Rosh Hashanah? It certainly is the beginning of the year, but why give it that name? In Parshas Kiseitzei, the Torah talks about the Bensorah Morah. At first glance, this halacha seems difficult as well. A 13-year-old boy is Zolo Vesogei. He eats a certain amount of meat, he drinks a certain amount of wine, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin explains. And we kill him for it. What's more, we even announce publicly that so-and-so is being killed because he was a Bensorah Mor. What did the poor boy do? He ate a little bit of meat, he drank some wine. What's the big deal? We all know what Chazal say, that Yorad the Torah L'Sof Daita. The Torah realized that if he develops this bad habit now, in the end he'll steal and he'll kill to satisfy his desire. Bensorah Mor is Nidon Hashem Sofa. But the question is why? How does the Torah really know that he's going to end up in a bad way just because he eats a little bit of meat and drinks a little bit of wine when he's young? Maybe he's just a little bit wild now. Chazal say, Bensorah Mora lohoya velo nivra. Bensorah Mora never happened. The Lama Nichtav Drosh v'kabal schar. We generally understand the statement to mean that although the parsha Bensorah Mora isn't lemaisa, there's still a mitzvah to learn, just like there's a mitzvah to learn other parashas in the Torah that are not lemaisa, like Sefer Kodshim is manazen. But maybe there's another pshat. Maybe Drosh v'kabal schar means that even if Bensorah Mora is not lemaisa, but the parasha has a message in it that's quite relevant to us. So if you darshan the parasha properly and you take out that message, then you'll get schar for that. What's the lesson of the Bensorah Mora? The Bali Musa explained that the parasha Bensorah Mora teaches us the importance of a reshis, of a beginning. If the beginning of any process is good, if it's wholesome and healthy, there's a much greater chance that the end will be positive as well. But if the reshis isn't good, it's much harder to fix it and make amends later on. That's what the pasuk says in Koheles, Tov achris dover mereshisa. When can one have confidence that the achris, that the climax of a process will be good? Mereshisa, when the beginning is good as well. This could be the deeper meaning behind the name Rosh Hashanah. The Iker Din of Rosh Hashanah is on the kind of reshis that we choose for the new year. What kind of people do we want to be? Where are we going? What do we want from ourselves this year? What will our beginning look like? In a sense, Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the new year, is the koveya for the whole year. It creates all of the potential, and it determines our direction for the entire year. But sometimes this idea can be very frustrating. There are some who might ask, how can I ever expect to make anything of myself? After all, I didn't start my life on the path that I'm on now. My reshis wasn't the best that it could have been. So where does that leave me now? That's the beauty of the concept of tshuva. That's the gift of tshuva. At the beginning of the Sefer Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah quotes a mashal from Chazal that there once was a band of robbers that were caught and were thrown into jail. They dug a tunnel out of the jail to escape, but one of them stayed behind in the jail. When the warden saw the tunnel the next morning, and he saw that one robber still sitting in jail, he beat him up, started hitting him. He said, Shota, fool! There's a machteres chatura lefanecha, there's a tunnel dug out in front of you, why don't you take advantage of it? That's tshuva. Tshuva is an incredible opportunity to start fresh, to have a new beginning, have a new reshis, no matter what our lives have been like in the past. It's a great opportunity, but at the same time, it's an awesome responsibility not to chas v'shalom squander such a golden opportunity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should grant us the insight to realize, to learn how to take full advantage of this golden opportunity of tshuva, this gift of tshuva. If we begin the year on a solid foundation with a strong reishis, then hopefully each one of us will be zocheh b'siyata d'shmaya to a year of tremendous growth and great bracha. Shabbos.